When to dress for Halloween. September freaking 1st. Why, in a time when courage is measured by the grand deeds one undertakes, do we find ourselves timid in the face of a simple costume? Embrace the spirit of Halloween, for it is not merely a day of frivolity, but a reminder that in the heart of every grown soul should dwell the spirit of adventure and mirth. Do not be a specter of your own potential. Let your imagination and audacity shine through the guise of the fantastic. It is a lamentable irony that so many who profess in honor of the grandeur of life are unwilling to engage in the simple act of celebration. How dare we refuse to dress for Halloween, a day that invites us to embrace whimsy and joy? To shun such an occasion is to deny the very essence of what makes life precious. Our spirits are not so fragile that we cannot don a costume and revel in the mirth of the moment. If we are to cherish our days, let us do so with hearts unburdened by the weight of pretense and with a readiness to embrace the fleeting magic of life's little celebrations. Let us not squander the precious gift of life by withholding our joy. Instead, let us adorn ourselves in the colors of festivity, and let our laughter be the tribute to our shared humanity. Abraham Feline Lincoln.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have a very few responsibilities in life. Grow all the way up until you become a great being. Don't let people use you or step on you, nor turn the other cheek. Live long, look and dress beautiful, which is to say, hard-earned endurance fitness. Become knowledgeable, intelligent, wise, free of delusion and fantasy, and learn to know what is truly important in life. Finally, celebrate life, especially as you get older, because old age is a magnificent privilege denied to many.
All things considered, there is just one beautiful holiday that isn't about getting, resting, or wanting. And it is a holiday about who you really are, deep down, within, with all your crushing weight and missed deadlines, who you are, who you are.
Few weeks ago, I was standing in a used clothing store, and a tall and heavy-set man next to me was looking at golf clubs. I looked at the nearby bin that contained baseball bats, hockey sticks, and an inordinate amount of,
"Honey, I really need this club to improve my golf game,"
clubs. And I asked the adult man, "Did you used to watch Ninja Turtles when you were a kid?"
"A little,"
he admitted, his eyes betraying that he thought I was a total wacko.
I pointed at the bin and said,
"That's Casey Jones' armory," now fully convincing him that I am bat crazy. But we both knew that we gave up on something important that we barely remember. And not because we wanted to, but
More like because we were forced to. Our vision of the world somehow became more rigid. From the perspective of a child, it became dumber. And we call it being an adult. But it is something else. Something shifted. We gave up a stepping stone, tiny little dreams, childhood hopes of assembling an armory. Or a Batman armor out of stuff from the hardware store and used hockey gear. Of learning to shoot bow and arrow. Of mastering shooting with a compressed air pistol. We made the stepping stone meaningless for some reason. And an important part of us withered. And we never knew. Allow me to digress. Let me explain how tiny little stepping stones are actually a big deal. Because it's not about how far you rise, but the fact that you are rising and not staying down where everyone is trying to crush you. Back when the black iPad came out, a video circulated the internet of an ungrateful young lady who received the white version and not the black one as she wished, and threw a fit. The special one was her stepping stone, however tiny. She was building herself together with whatever she could find near her. She needed the special one to step one little pebble higher, to be heard, to have her unique wishes remembered by her own parents, to show her worthless, utterly stupid friends that she too can have special things that they all so parade. She wanted to be as good as the cool kids, and her parents took that one tiny step away from her. They bought the wrong collar. Today, as a grown woman, she looks back at that moment, and you know what? She is fully convinced that it was all nonsense and unimportant and childlike and all the way in the past. As if a mountain climber who has trained to climb up Mount Everest could just be told to go up some other mountain because it's all the same. Take a closer look. The gadget was interesting, but it was the collar that meant the world to her. It is because she was getting two gifts in one. A slow, worthless gadget that was going to get all scratched up. And a moment of relief from being crushed by her bullies. Including ineffective education and teachers that have long given up on functional education. And those psychological bullies in her classroom. The perfect kids always showing off. What would now have become their older models. You see, the color was the gift. She could rise above the people that always seem higher than her, even if just for a moment. Wrong color meant that she would be kept down longer. She would have to find something else to rise with in a world so barren with anything special. It is a very dangerous act to search for something else, because that act may actually eventually force one to give up on being special, on being unique, on having a personal meaning and an identity that is different from anybody else. It does not matter how high a person rises. To this lady, the right color was a tiny pebble. What matters is the act of continued rising and not being continuously pushed down. Let me cut this explanation short and say something that you shouldn't understand at all. If all that I just said was wrong. She was pushed to wear the same costume as everybody else. And not sticking out is so dangerously pleasant that, like a stoner, you will be 16 years old one day, and then, all of a sudden, 68 the next. Any act that causes hurt to a young person is a terrible tragedy, especially in a world that is lacking class and emphasis on wisdom and growing all the way up until a child becomes a great being. She wasn't spoiled. She was crushed and pushed. And that color would have helped her center herself, even if just for a split second. Do you wear the same costume as everyone else? Or as some large group of other people? Because your time in life is finite. You must not live and die like everyone else. You don't want to practice resignation either. What you need is to bloom and flourish. And to get there, you need every one of your steps, including the tiny and seemingly insignificant ones. Because each time you miss one, you also miss where you are supposed to end up. This part of missing life is best demonstrated by those of us who never gave weight loss all we had. Years ago, I saw a fat man with tears in his eyes reveal how many hundreds of pounds of his body weight he lost and still failed. He kept losing and gaining and losing and gaining, and never went all the way. He didn't rise. He didn't have all his pebbles, all his stepping stones. He stayed crushed on the very bottom. There was nothing in him that could help him rise. Because to wear the same costume as everyone else, or even somebody else, is to be other than you really are, shifted out of yourself, empty, not hollow, but hollow. Every one of us is unique. And never, not once in all the history of the world, has a geek, a nerd, a freak, or an office worker ever existed. Those are just meaningless brand names. Groups for lonely people damned to wear somebody else's mask. And then die in it, too.
I only understood that Halloween Eve starts September 1st, just now. I thought I was doing pretty gosh darn funny by putting on my tail 5 weeks early. But I was actually almost an entire month late. Every chance you get, no matter how small, you must take. And show exactly what that young lady was trying to do. I am unique. I am a saint. And no evil will keep me down. Because in a compromise between good and evil, only evil can profit. Please, like that young lady, you must rage against being forced to be like everyone else, against being kept down. You must grow all the way up and become a great being. Epilogue. I stood there a little bit longer, trying to gather courage to buy the 3 baseball bats like Casey Jones surely would have. When I first got to the store, I discovered one of the most important books ever written. Born to Run, A Hidden Tribe, Super Athletes, and the Greatest Race the World Has Never Seen. I was now hanging on to it, clutching it behind me. When I turned around to face the large man, now quietly and somewhat desperately trying to escape, I tried to tell him that he needed this book, and he said with mangled pride that he wished he could have avoided.
Reading books is the one thing I don't do. And finally made his way to the checkout register.
I carried that book for 20 more minutes, hoping to find someone else to give it to. I passed by all the strangers in the store, but they were all busy, and I ran out of words for the day. I put the book in a special place where everyone could see it. It was gone the next week. Whatever you do, take every one of your steps, however little or seemingly insignificant or impossible. Because without your very own path forward, you will shift out of your very own existence. And long before your time is up. Mark my words. When the hollow turns to mere hollow, even becoming a mighty ultra-marathon runner will only scratch the surface of who you would have become had you grown all the way up. Mark my words, child. You don't have to wear a bunny suit, but you can't wear a human suit. Get a tail or a pair of fluffy ears before September is up, and there will still be some hope for you left this year. May the year 2025, marking 25 years from year 2000, also mark September 1st as the day you celebrate you
for a solid 2 months straight. You must never forget to celebrate life.